Hello, my name is Shane. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you trying to find a testing site near you?
Now, I have a general question.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm 64, so I would fit in that, 64 age limit, but I have a morbidity condition. I have cerebral palsy. So how can I sign up when it always says put your age first? When
you still have to input your age. That's with everywhere you register. They ask for your age. So you have to put that age. It's just the identifier that they require. It's not, but right now, starting February the 8th, they're supposed to start doing a 65 and older group. I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all the information I have on that. But every registry asks for your age. It's just an identifier to show that you are you, and nobody's using your information to give, it's just an identifier.
Yeah, I know, but if I put my age, then I won't be able to get the shot.
No, ma'am, that's not.
65 and up is getting it.
No, ma'am, that's not true.
No.
How old are you?
63.
That's not true, ma'am.
Okay, where do I go to sign up then?
You have to call 855-566-5333, and that's the number. That's the vaccine appointment line. They'll put you on a pre-registry, and when more vaccine arrives in the state, they'll give you a call to be vaccinated.
That pen didn't work. I'm sorry. Just a second. Okay, what was the number?
855-566.
Mm-hmm.
5333.
And no matter how old you are or if you have morbidity, they'll register you?
Yes.
Okay. Is that just during the week or on weekends too?
That's 24/7. So weekdays and weekends.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I hope that I was able to help you. And if you need more information, you can always visit our websites at adph.org or cdc.gov. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.